Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dr. Marty, congratulations on the book. And you talked about this over the last couple of years. I'm sure Dr. Fauci probably figures pretty prominently in this.
Well, I don't think he's going to be sending me a Christmas card this year, but I actually didn't talk that much about COVID in this new book. I'm really excited about the book, but it really explains how what we saw during COVID was a snapshot into a broader medical establishment that has botched the food pyramid, health and nutrition, how to prevent allergies, rising cancer rates, increased rates of autism, and of course, as you're hearing about from RFK, the childhood obesity and diabetes epidemic, which is really pretty bad.
So, Marty, I'm in the camp. Look, I like RFK, what he's saying in general. I'm buying into that. Does it go a bit too far, though? Do I seem pedestrian if I say, you know what, some of it appears to me, kids are not running around. You probably did it. I did it. You played 8 hours a day. Isn't that the causal element, or do you go into in the book, to RFK's point, the specific things that are being put in food? What's the critical thing, and what can parents do to avoid it?
Well, it's a combination of things. Kids are more sedentary. You know, children were never designed by God to sit sedentary for 7 hours a day in a classroom and to have their circadian rhythm messed up with fluorescent lights all day long. What we've done to kids is tragic. And then the medical profession says, oh, they have attention deficit disorder. They can't sit still for 7 hours. Or they have, my favorite diagnosis is oppositional defiant disorder. In other words, a kid disagrees with an adult. We've got a medical diagnosis. And we've got the most medicated generation of kids in history. We can't keep going down this path. 40% of kids will have a mental health diagnosis by the time they turn 18 years of old. So we do have a combination of too much screen time, too much sedentary behavior. You're right, Dom. But the food supply is poisoned. It has been poisoned by big food and big ad, which has been lying to us for years, telling us there's no damage to ultra-processed foods, food additives, pesticides in foods, seed oils, microplastics, toxins, you name it. The food supply is poisoned. Just look at Japan. Only 3% of their kids are overweight or obese. We're at 50%. So we've got to take a look at the food supply and start talking about school lunch programs, not just putting every kid on Ozempic, as pharma would like us to do.
Well, you know what, but Marty, that's another book for you, too. Isn't that the newest wrinkle to this? We got you into this situation. Now we're going to get you out with another drug. It's one of the biggest of all time, is it not?
We're watching all of our chronic diseases go up, and the medical establishment, which has been captured by pharma, only really has research to support new drugs. So no one is talking about the root causes. Why have sperm counts gone down by 50% in the last five decades? Why is puberty in the United States earlier than any other country in the world, years before other countries? Why is it that autism rates have gone up 14% each year for the last 23 years?
Can you stop on that Marty, with autism, because it's such a trigger. I thought one of the reasons was we're better at diagnosing it, or we have the spectrum in doing it. But in your book, what do you say is another root cause of the autism rates?
So we are altering the microbiome, the lining of the GI tract that normally has millions of different bacteria that are living in a balance, that train the immune system. Some of those bacteria make serotonin, which is involved in mood and brain health. And we don't know the exact cause of autism, but we are doing all these things to alter the body's physiology with foreign substances. People are ingesting now 10 to 40% of their calories are things that do not occur in nature. They're foreign substances. They're chemicals. And what's happening is the body is reacting, and the microbiome is changing inside the gut. And the rise in colon cancer we're seeing in young people, people under 50, a recent study found it was more common in people who had a C-section delivery We know C-section deliveries change the microbiome. Antibiotics that are unnecessary change the microbiome. So people need good instruction. They need to know the truth about health. We don't want to create cynicism or hysteria, but there's a balance, and people, a bunch of doctors and I are going directly to the American people to educate them about health, because C-sections and antibiotics save lives, but they're also massively overused. So people need to know the truth.
That is a tremendous example. So would you ever consider, because RFK, if Trump wins, appears to be, will have a key role inside these outfits that really need a shakeup. Would you ever consider serving Dr. Marty?
I'm really interested in doing what I'm doing now, which is using my platforms to educate the public. And, you know, this book is coming out next week. It's just available for pre-order now. So I'm really focused on that book right now to try to educate the people about the biggest topics in medicine we're not talking about that we need to be talking about, what I call the blind spots.
And this goes back to the original conversations we had right from the very beginning with COVID. You were onto it, then developed research on this. Those that had the worst outcomes had the chronic disease situation that's avoidable. The connection to that, we talked about sugar, things of that nature, and things that you don't even think about. Do you lay out, or is it more alerting people, say with parents, though? What would you say a parent listening now, concerned about their kids at whatever age, can do to avoid some of the worst stuff that's out there?
Well, I don't think people, especially parents, realize just how processed our food supply is. You know, we grew up with white bread, Wonder Bread. Turns out it's so highly processed, it's functioning like added sugar. We've stripped the fiber in flour, and we've chopped up this flour into such tiny pieces, it's functioning like sugar. And so we're seeing high insulin levels, pre-diabetes, at rates we've never seen before. Look at the ingredients. Try to avoid these seed oils, because they're not natural, as the name suggests. The seed oils have unnatural, chemically denatured byproducts. And try to avoid the added sugar. Basically, let's get back to the biblical principles of health. Whole foods, clean meats, meditation, and communities. And there's tremendous benefits in getting back to the basics of a non-processed lifestyle.
Absolutely. Dr. Marty, I'm thrilled for you. I mean, this has been the golden part of COVID, was getting to know you, have you on over the years. So hopefully, Dan, we'll talk with your person and we'll get you on the day the book comes out to remind people blind spots when medicine gets it wrong, what it means for our health.
Thanks so much, Tom, and good luck to your Eagles tomorrow. And if you cheer for my Ravens tonight, I'm supporting your Eagles tomorrow.
Okay, you got it. We will do that, Dr. Marty.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.